Right. If you'd like to turn to Mark 5, verses 25 to 34. A large crowd followed and pressed around him, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my clothes? You see the people crowding against you, his disciples answered, and yet you can ask, who touched me? But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. So here we have a lady that's been suffering for 12 years. If you look back at Leviticus 15, there's an explanation about being unclean, and it talks about the woman's cycle, and if there's any issue after that, she's unclean. This lady has been unclean for 12 years. The physical side of it, I wouldn't like to imagine, but looking back in Leviticus, anything that she slept on, anything that she touched, was unclean. And I don't mean just furnishings, people. If she touched your clothes, you became unclean until evening. So she's had to live with this for 12 years. Now, I've got a wife and three daughters at home, and I know what it's like when it's that time of the month. We go through so many painkillers. So imagine what it's been like for this poor woman. We don't know how old she was. There's no reference to age or anything. But we know from this gospel, she spent all her money on doctors. And it says many doctors. So she was either married to a wealthy husband or her parents were wealthy. We don't know whether she was married or whether she was still at home with parents. Either way, the family suffered. And she's gone to doctors, and all that's happened is it's got worse. So she's at her wit's end. So she thinks, because she's heard about Jesus, that if she just touches his cloak, she will be healed. So even the verse starts, a large crowd followed and pressed around him. So he's been squashed. If you've ever been to a concert and got near the front of a concert, you will understand the concept of this. He is absolutely surrounded, and anybody that can get near him will be touching him. So she has to battle her way through this crowd. And I would have said, it doesn't say whether she was local or not, but the majority of people that were in that crowd, if she was local, will have known her and will have wanted to avoid her, because a touch from her meant they were unclean. And with a crowd pressing so close, she must have touched a lot of people. So I would say she's a very brave lady. There would have been a lot of angry people that would have seen her. So she approaches Jesus from behind. She just thinks, if I can just get to him. Doesn't have to see him, just thinks, if I get to him, touch him, I'm healed. And that's what happened. But she weren't expecting Jesus to turn round and say, who touched me? Now for me, I've read this scripture quite a few times, and even in preparation for this, I've always read Jesus' response incorrectly. I always thought he was angry. There's no indication here that he was angry. He was saying, who's touched me? Power has left me. Who's touched me? And if you turn to Luke, and it's Luke 8 or 9, just bear with me. Luke 8, verse 43. In fact, if we go down to 47, Luke says, then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet. In the presence of all the people, she told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. She has stood in front of this crowd, and as a lady, she has shared her uttermost, innermost feelings and what's gone on in her life for the last 12 years. If she hadn't have done that, we wouldn't have had all this information. And we wouldn't have had that information from the Gospels of what and who she was. So this lady's come and shared everything. And if we look at her life, not only has she had the physical side of things that we know she suffered for 12 years, there's the mental side of it as well. Of, can you imagine going 12 years without being able to touch anyone? Without that loving touch from either a husband or a mother or a father? She would have kept herself away because she wouldn't have wanted to make them unclean. So her, not only her physical scars, her mental scars will be, I don't know how to put it into words. I couldn't imagine what she's gone through. And I think even the ladies here would find it difficult to imagine what she'd gone through for 12 years. Jesus knew that power had gone out in the healing. And I would suggest that Jesus knew exactly who it was. But he needed that person to come forward themselves. And she did. And she's shared. When she touched him, disciples thought that he was mad. All these people. How can you say who's touched me? But he knew. He knew that something had gone from him. He knew that somebody had touched him for a reason. So, Jesus' answer to her when she's spoken is, and go back to, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. Jesus knows that she's been healed of the bleeding. But for me, that reads that she's gone away healed fully, mentally as well as physically. And he makes a point of saying, it is your faith that has healed you. It's not the fact that she touched him. That is the way that she had faith to get healed. It was her faith that healed her, not the touching. So, imagine the crowd. All those people that she's touched. There's nothing here in the scripture that says there is one angry person. The crowd stood and listened to her story. Jesus is not an angry person. Jesus is love. And he demonstrates that love here. Jesus could have reacted because an unclean person touched him, but he didn't. But if we look back in the scriptures, one of the first miracles is he touched a leper. He went out of his way to touch a leper, and the leper was cleansed. So for somebody to come and touch him, it doesn't matter to him. It was that person's faith that mattered to him. And that's where we go with this scripture. It's about faith. It's about her faith and her level of faith that's seen her healed. So, to put it into perspective of us now, what can we learn? We shouldn't fear approaching Jesus. If we have a problem, whether it be physical, mental, whatever, we shouldn't fear approaching Jesus. He wants to meet us face to face. He doesn't want us sneaking up behind for a quick touch. He wants that personal relationship. And if I go back to the scripture, he calls her daughter. That's a personal thing. That's saying you're part of the family. And like I said, he wasn't angry. And I apologize to God for thinking he was. You know, he's saying, who touched me? He wants us to come to him. That is the ultimate thing. He wants us to come to him. And what is faith? This is all about her faith. Faith is trust and being able to tell him everything without holding back. If we hold back, we can't receive full healing because we're not dealing with what the full root of the problem is. We need to share everything with Jesus. Jesus is not angry about being approached by someone who's unclean. We're all unclean. We're all sinners, saved by grace. God wants us to come to him. And whatever we do, whatever we bring him, will not change him, but his love will change us. So, I'd just like to go back to what we've said on the last couple of Sunday mornings. We've been praying for people in the church who are sick. I've no doubt there are people here tonight who have something that they need a touch from God from. And I'd like to close tonight by offering anybody that wants prayer to come forward. But before that, I'd like to pray for those in the church who are suffering. God doesn't need to touch them, doesn't need us to lay hands on them. We can see that through the centurion's faith. And Jesus says, there is no other who has a faith like you. And his servant is healed just through his faith. Not that Jesus needed to be there to touch him, just a word. So, what is prayer? Prayer is words, words to our God. So I'd just like to pray for those that are sick within the church. Lord, I thank you that you are a loving, loving God. And Lord, that we can approach you with everything and anything, Lord. And Lord, I just bring all those that within the church that are sick, Lord. I don't know the names of everyone, Lord, but you do, Lord. And Lord, I just pray right now, Lord, that you will bring healing into those lives, Lord. Not just the physical healing, but the mental healing, Lord. And I ask this now in your precious name, Jesus. Amen.